some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Good evening, everybody. It's Rated G Radio. We are back for an exciting end of September episode with Rebecca Fisk. She's going to be joining the show in just a couple of moments to take your call. If you've thought about calling in to a psychic but have been afraid or worried what your friends are going to think or whatever the case may be, tonight's your night. Do it now. We've got a ton of people that have called in, and I've pre-screened your calls already. We're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. If you'd like to ask a question on the Blog Talk chat room, you're welcome to do that too. We'll always say please ask it in a private chat. Not that we don't want anybody else to see your question, but in case the chat room gets really chatty, we lose the chats because I have to scroll around and kind of figure out where it's at. If you send it on a private chat, I will have that up in front of me, and we can fit your question in during the course of the show as it makes sense to do so. So, again, the chat's open. I'm also on Facebook, so if you're listening on Facebook and want to ping me there, you can do that as well, and we'll invite you to do so and have Rebecca take your question. The hotline, of course, is 323-657-1493. This is a one-hour broadcast. Even though the show says it's two, we do that in case we run over by a minute, because if we had the show set for an hour, it would really shut off at 59 minutes and 59 seconds, and then, you know, it just wouldn't sound right. So for the next 60 minutes, we're going to have Rebecca on taking your calls. I will let you know that Rebecca's going to come on in just a second. She's got some stuff that she wants to talk about, but we want to make sure you know that if you are planning a group event, a bachelorette party, a birthday party, a work event, anything like that, Rebecca is now doing group events and would love to talk to you about how to make that happen for your particular adventure. And we also have a link for Rebecca's Facebook fan page that's on the show page. And something new this month, this is something that a lot of our artists and guests have asked for, as well as a lot of the listeners. We always feature the links to the artists' books or CDs or movies and that type of thing when they appear here on the show, and I'm now making it easy to get any guest who has a product or service on Amazon that is up for sale. We now have a Rated G Radio, we call it the Superstar Swag page on Amazon. On the show page here for Rated G Radio, you can click that and it will take you there. You can buy Rebecca's book, The List. It's available in the book category under, I think, spirituality or motivation or something like that. I should have that up in front of me. I don't. I apologize. But you can find Rebecca's book tonight on there, as well as any other author that's been on the show. And you can also find any music or movie that has been featured here on the show in the last couple of years. So it's a great opportunity to catch many of our guests that appear here and then kind of have a one-stop shopping, so you don't have to say, well, I listened to the one show but wasn't really sure how to get this or whatever the case may be. We're making it easy for you. It's the Rated G Radio Superstar Swag page. And with that, and I always say without further ado, it's my pleasure and honor to have Rebecca Fisk join the show for September. Rebecca, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Garrett, and thank you so much for having me back. This is one of my very favorite things to do is to be a guest on your show. I just always have a lot of fun.
Yay!
The callers and listeners are so awesome, and I just have a great time working with you, so thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for being here. It's, you know, you've got a life, you've got a busy clientele, and you know, finding an hour out of your schedule at any time is always a challenge when you're as popular as you are. So I appreciate you taking time to answer listener calls tonight. So my floor is now officially turned over to you.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. So, you know, I want to talk about just a couple of things before we get started taking calls. And, you know, one of the things is that there's been a lot of discussion for people who work in the spiritual field, energy work, astrology, all of that, about just how intense September has been. We started the month with a solar eclipse, and then, of course, we had quite an intense Mercury retrograde with the end of the month, basically, with this last lunar eclipse that we just had on Sunday. That was a harvest moon. It was, I believe they also call it a blue moon with two in 1 month, and then they call it a red moon, a red super moon. There's been a lot of intense energy, and I know that many of my clients have talked about how it just was an incredibly intense month, And that things are easing up now. So I just want to let you know that if you feel like it was very intense for you as well, and that there were maybe some unexpected transitions that occurred, you know, maybe you've made some decisions that you hadn't expected, or you were forced to make some decisions. Remember that every time you're given an opportunity to make a change, it's about your highest good. It's about something that's better that's coming for you. And there's a lot of that energy easing up now that we are beyond that last full moon. Things have come back into clarity, and you'll find things really moving into a much easier kind of energy and an easier flow. So I just wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up about that. The other thing that I wanted to talk about for just a moment, so I want to talk about abundance, because there's people are always talking about money, and they either don't have enough of it, or they want more of it, or, you know, we can always use a little bit more more abundance in our lives. But what I find with a lot of clients is that they focus on what does their bank account balance look like. They focus on, you know, do they have enough money to buy the toys they want to buy? Do they have enough money to get through the month easily and still get to do all the things that they want to do? And one of the things that I'm trying to raise awareness about is that abundance is a perspective. It isn't just about your finances. It shows up to us in many, many, many ways. And if you can just allow yourself to be a little bit more open to the opportunities that present themselves, and it's anything from finding a penny on the ground, which, you know, I usually still pick them up. I recently read a lovely story about somebody who was just delighted as a child to find pennies and pick them up and put them in her piggy bank. And now she intentionally will drop pennies places, because she wants other people to find them. So that's a really interesting shift in perspective about abundance, of being the one who's leaving the pennies behind for others to pick up. So that's one frame of reference. Another thing is abundance comes to us in many, many, many ways. It can be somebody buying us a coffee or taking us out to a meal or sending us a check early where we get to deposit and get a little bit of extra interest on, because we got it earlier than we expected. It can be somebody just doing something for you out of the kindness of their heart, and knowing that because there's a reciprocity in a giving relationship that they're going to get that back, but they're not doing it for that reason. They're just giving it because they want to give from their heart to you. So try to just have a broader perspective on what abundance really is, because if we pay attention to the subtle things that are happening and the synchronicities that are happening, it gives us an opportunity to see that abundance is really alive and well in our lives, and that we just have to allow ourselves to open our eyes to see the possibilities of what's there. So, okay, that's my little soapbox this time, Garrett. So I'm ready to take some calls.
I love that. And I've got a spare change, I say bowl or cup or something like that, that I keep over on my bookcase. And I'm going to start carrying around a pocket full of change now, and to start leaving, you know, pennies and, I can't believe I'm going to say this, nickels around, and see if that will help. Maybe even a dime or two. Okay. Because, you know, I know you're not supposed to do this, but usually what I've done when I'm trying to think in those types of terms is when I'm parking my parking, you know, when I'm parking my parking car, when I'm parking my car and having to feed the meter, I'll go over and take a look at some of the other cars nearby, and if their meter looks like they're supposed to be running out a little bit soon, I'll just slap in a quarter. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I do it anyway. So anyway, that has nothing to do with anything, but that's, I appreciate you sharing that. So
no,
we're gonna,
I love that. And I do that too, I have to say. I don't do it all the time, and I have been scolded by, you know, the meter maid. But I have done it, and I know people have done it for me. So it's lovely. You're already getting abundance. And you do that already, Garrett, so naturally. So.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it is one of those things. I do take a look to see if I can see a parking meter, and if I made or, you know, one of the cars running around. And if I don't, I will put the money in the meter, because I'm telling you, that 25 cents can save somebody $50 or something, and for somebody just filling a quota, because that just bugged me. But that's a whole different show. Tonight's about the callers. And we have a ton of people that are calling about love tonight, but we're going to start the call tonight with the first-time caller, and it is Mary Ellen, and Mary Ellen is calling about business tonight. Mary Ellen, you are live with Rebecca, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mary Ellen. How can I help you tonight?
I've met with a gentleman in reference to a contract. for a couple of projects with him. One is a hotel and the other is his residence. And we've had several conversations and a couple meetings, and he was out of the country, now he's back. So I was wondering when we would finalize this meeting, this contract.
Okay, so it's interesting because I do get the impression that you have two choices, but my impression is you'll take one, not both. So,
okay.
And that may change, but that my initial impression, even before you told me what the question was there are two opportunities and you're going to have to decide which one. So it's, you know, it's very interesting because my impression is the draw is toward the hotel, not the private residence, even though I know you'd like it. Like, I feel like doing the hotel is something that would stretch you a little bit. Like, you're used to this stuff, and I know that you're really, really good at what you do. But I feel like that would be a bigger challenge for you, and that feels, it resonates a little bit more of you being able to just own who you are and your own identity a little bit more than doing the residence, even though I know that that's also quite a large endeavor.
That is.
I really feel like the hotel is the right thing for you. It's going to open other doors for you. I feel very good about this. I want to say to you that, so do the hotel, take a vacation, and then you can pick and choose what you're going to be doing after that, because this is going to open some big doors for you. So my impression about all of this is there's still a lot of negotiation that needs to be done with all of this. I'm hearing February as far as the start time, February to March, because as far as the actual construction and stuff, I see this happening spring to summer of next year. There's a lot of things that have to be put in place. I'm getting there's going to be a lot of paperwork, there's permits, there's lots and lots of contracts and things that have to be put in place, and that's what's going to be taking place. I'm hearing starting in November. So November to like February, March will be about getting everything in place so you can actually start working on the project. But and then I feel like this is going to be, it's not going to be a quick project. I feel like ultimately this will be about a two-year thing. So, and I know that he wants to do this more quickly, but the reality is the quality that needs to go into this is going to take longer. It's going to require a longer time frame. So, you know, and you can decide how you want to move forward with this. The earliest that, I mean, you might be able to push it to I want to say 15 months, but it's going to take a while for this to happen. So there's also part of what I'm seeing happening is that, you know, and literally the images I see is it's like, okay, you've got the whole steel frame structure in place and there's been a law that's been changed. So you have to go back and get another permit because they've changed something and it has to be modified. So some of the reasons for the delays, and I want to say basically all of the reasons for the delays are out of your control. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with legislation. It has to do with doing everything legally. It has to do with doing things to code. It has to do with making sure that the materials are quality enough to be able to support what's being built. So that's the impression that I get around all of this. I do feel, though, that this is ultimately everything about this is good for you.
Okay, the project is out of the country. So
okay.
Will I be going over there before this to see it, or will, you know, to see the proximity of what's going on, or will it be?
I do see you going there, but I feel like it's either going to be at the very end of the year or the beginning of January. So
okay.
There are some things that the gentleman that you're dealing with will start getting put in place initially regarding the legal contracts and those types of things, and then you'll be given an opportunity to go and survey the area and look at what else is going to have to be addressed. So I see you being there for probably 10 days to 2 weeks, again, and very end of December, beginning of January, and then I actually see you going over there periodically during the project for, you know, several weeks at a time. So it's and you'll kind of be able to work with him on how that takes place. If you decide you want to be there for the project, you can probably create that opportunity, but my impression is that you'll want to take a break every few weeks and come back, even if it's just for a week or so. That's the impression that I have. So you're going to be able to get to call a lot of the shots on how this goes.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks so much.
Well, you're so
thanks,
welcome.
Mary
you're
Ellen.
Posted.
Yeah, we want to know how this turns out. This is exciting.
Well, I will let you know, I promise.
Very good. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. And our next call is coming from Michael, and Michael is actually calling about his job. I know we told everybody they're calling about love. We got a lot of love coming up, but Michael's calling about his job. Go ahead, please, Michael.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay. I'm moving to California, and I'm looking at I was thinking about getting my real estate license here in Arizona, but I said, forget that. I might as well start the process for California. And I'm hoping to move here October, November-ish. And, you know, if I have to, you know, wait tables, bartend, like I'm kind of doing right now, or I've got a, like an interview, well, interest from my resume from a dot-com sales place in, you know, in the area that I'm moving. And I just kind of want to get what your impression is.
Okay, so first of all, I see you here certainly by December 1st. So that part of it, is, just so you know, that's moving along and you'll be here. Like I said, I see you here by December 1st. I like the feeling about the sales for this .com. I feel like because your energy is what it is, you're really good at sales. So the only thing that you'll have that'll be a time sink at all is that you'll have a learning curve about what it is that you're actually selling and then also determining the target audience and that whole part of it. But you're really good at it. You're good with people. You've got an intuitive sense about how to reach people at their level. So I feel like that's going to be very good for you. If you still want to work on getting your real estate license, you can. For you, my impression is that would be something that you would fall back on, because if you decide that you love the sales, you're going to do great. It's a good fit for you.
Yeah, the only thing is the cubicle life is a difficult life.
Yeah, I don't see you sitting inside much. I see you meeting people out in the field. So even if you start with an inside sales where you're on the phone, I don't see that staying that way for very long. In fact, if you're there doing that for 6 months, I'd be surprised. My impression is that, you know, within just a few months, they'll see the talent that you have, and that it'd be better to have you out meeting people face-to-face.
Yes, I concur. Awesome.
Well, you're creating it, so nice job.
Yeah. No, you're right, and even with a previous sales job, I mean, again, you were supposed to make 50 to 75 calls. I'd make 20 but close 80%, and it was just, like you said, that intuitive whatever. You just kind of know.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, just keep trusting. You're doing everything right. Well, let us know when you get here, would you?
Yeah, I certainly will. Thank you so much, as always. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Take good care.
Thanks, Michael. And our next call is from Jay in Canada, and Jay's calling about love tonight. Jay, you're on the line with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, Rebecca, how's it going?
Hey, Jay, it's going great. How can I help you tonight?
My question is that I met this lady at a conscious dating event, and very interesting, actually. So we didn't talk that much. It's kind of uncertain. So I just wondered about the interest, and I have a second question that's not related to my love question, actually. It's a very simple question.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to just tell you this, because if I don't, Garrett will, and that is that we usually just do one question for each caller because
there's
so many people waiting. Just the only thing that I want to know is the first name of the lady.
Andrea,
okay, so 1 second here. Because I definitely get that you're kind of like, you don't really know how to approach this. I absolutely get that. So my impression about her is that she's just now kind of getting back out into dating, and I feel like there's a shyness about her where she's a little tentative and isn't really sure that she wants to be doing this, but she feels like she should because her friends and other people are saying, oh, you should get out there and start meeting people. I'm not sure she's ready. I feel like it would be great if she would be willing to spend some time with you because you're not somebody who's pushy. I know that you want a relationship, but you're somebody who's willing to take your time. And, you know, I'm hoping that she'll give you that opportunity, but right now it's a big question mark because she doesn't feel ready. If you met her there a month from now or 2 months from now, I feel like the timing of that is more in alignment with where she's at. But there's definitely some possibility there. So if you can be patient, you know, maybe just let her know that there's some interest, but keep it very, very casual. You know, maybe you can meet for coffee or just do something very casual where it's not a formal date. That might be an easier segue for her to kind of feel like she can dip her toe in and see how she's feeling about even being out in the dating world at all. I like who she is. She's a very kind person, but she's been through it recently. And so there's definitely some tentative feelings for her about whether or not she's willing to make herself be vulnerable right now. So again, be patient, be very respectful of where she is, and keep it very casual. And I feel like at least you guys could have a good friendship. It just feels like there is a very gentle aspect to both of you that I feel like is very common. So I also get that, you know, I get the impression that you guys both like to go to the movies and you like to do things that are fairly low-key. So it's definitely a possibility. I wish I could give you something like very, very definitive, but when her energy is, I don't know. So it's a question mark, but I do see potential there for you. So, so just very casual. Be who you are. You're a very gentle soul. You're very kind. That's the kind of person she needs around her right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
well, thanks
for Rebecca.
The call tonight. All right, take care.
Thank you, Jay.
Take care.
Good luck. And our next call is coming from Lou, who is also calling about love. Lou, you're on with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing
good. I'm calling about this man that I recently met. We're like fire when we're together. Like, we can't stop smiling at each other when we first see each other, and we get along pretty good. There's been a few bumps in the road. I'm trying to just, like, give him his space and his time, but I'm just wondering, am I spinning my wheels and waiting for nothing, or if there's something there?
Well, what's his first name?
His first name is Dan.
Okay. All right. So there's a couple of things. So Dan is somebody who is very present with wherever he is. And so if he's with you, he's 100% there. When he's not with you, he's 100% not there. So
yes.
That in and of itself is difficult, because when you want to be in a relationship with somebody, you want to know that they're at least thinking about you when you're not in the same room together.
Right.
And that's just not really the way he does things. It's just not. I also get that he's a little eccentric. And so, it's, you know, he can be a little bit moody. I do see the fire aspects to him. I also see that at times he's got a very short fuse. If it's something that doesn't affect him or he doesn't care about, he doesn't care. There's no, it won't affect
right.
him at all.
Exactly.
So the thing is that, you know, Dan operates in Dan mode. And so, basically, as much as I feel like there's a very caring person there who can be very, very sensitive, I also get that he's very guarded, and I get that he has reached a point in his life where he's been hurt enough that there's a little bit of calculation about what he does, when and where and with whom. So it's like he's reached a point where he's not just allowing himself to be. When he's with people, there's always a little bit of a guard up. And so the thing about you is that you're intriguing to him because there is that fiery kind of chemistry between the two of you. And he really likes that, but there's an aspect of himself that is afraid he could lose himself in that. And so what I get is that you might spend a weekend together and have an incredible time, and you don't hear from him for 3 weeks because he has to go away to kind of regroup and make sure he's not losing himself.
Right, right, yeah.
Okay, so you have to decide if how it is right now is enough, because I don't see his pattern changing anytime soon. It takes him a very long time now to really trust somebody and to trust himself. That's the bigger issue, is him trusting himself in situations
right.
with people and honoring where he is and what he needs. And so, you know, my impression is, yeah, if you're patient, if you're okay with it the way that it is and it doesn't need to be more than what it is for you right now, then hang in there and enjoy it and just know that it's going to be what it is when it is. And try not to make it out to be something more than what it is, and try not to get your hopes up too much anytime soon. My impression is I'm hearing like 7 months, or the number 7 is very somehow important with this. So I
yeah,
don't know if does that make sense to you, that the number 7
my
is...
My father sent me the number 7.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure if he's like the seventh love of my life, or what it is exactly.
Well, my impression is it feels more like timing. Like it could be 2017. It could be July. It could be 7 months. But somehow the number seven is there is an importance there about it for the situation with Dan. So,
okay.
You know, so again, I feel like he does care about you. I feel like he's very attracted to you. He's afraid of how he feels, and he wants to control that. You know, understand all of those things and just keep checking back in with yourself to make sure that you are okay with how this relationship is progressing. And as long as you're okay with it the way that it is, then it's fine. But the minute you start feeling like you're sad because you wish it were different, then you have to look at whether or not you're still honoring yourself in this relationship.
Okay.
Okay, so that
makes sense? You think if I hang in there that maybe there's a possibility that things will progress or change, or
I feel like
your guard will come down.
But it will take a long time. This is not somebody who, okay, we've been together for, you know, 3 months and now everything's golden. It's going to take
No. I know it's going to be over time. I understand that one, though.
Yes.
I understand that one.
There's definitely a possibility. It's about him trusting himself. So if he can come to a place where he's willing to grow and trust himself, then absolutely.
Okay. So then I shouldn't be taking other guys around him if I date.
Well, you know what? I mean, you have to come back and ask yourself, and are you in a committed monogamous relationship with this man? And if you are, you need to honor that. If you are not and you've not made any commitment, then you have to look at what's appropriate for you and be loving to you. Come back to that place of being centered and asking yourself, how am I loving myself right now? What is the loving thing to do in this situation? Because in some cases, you'll feel like honoring this person that I care so much about is the loving thing to do for myself. And you may reach a point where it's like, this isn't loving myself anymore. So that's your barometer, is your own feelings about how you feel in any given moment.
Okay, I understand.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. I got it. Thank you so much.
Okay. You are so welcome. All the best to you, and keep us posted. Okay, Lou?
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lou, for your call. And our next call is another love call. This one comes from Trish. Trish, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call. I have another love question, and mine is, do you see my relationship going to the next level?
Okay, what's the person's first name?
Mark.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so what I want to say is right now there is a bit of a barrier between the two of you, and Mark has his own issues he's trying to work through right now. It doesn't have anything to do with you, but I definitely see him kind of almost spinning right now, trying to figure out a way to move things forward in his own life, and he's kind of coming up with a lot of obstacles right now. Definitely his work situation is one of those considerations, and It also feels like there may be some family issues that have to be put in order as well. So I feel like he cares about you, but I also feel like he's not in a place right now where he feels like he can be in a committed relationship. And it's not it, for him, if he's going to make a commitment, it's 100%. It's not, oh, yeah, okay, you know, I'm just dating this person now. It's, if he makes a commitment to someone, it's 100%. And my impression is that he is not in a place right now where he feels like he can give 100% of himself to anybody because of these other things that are requiring his time, attention, and energy. It's also taking a lot of his emotional energy to deal with the things that he's dealing. And so whether or not he's emotionally available even to be in a serious relationship right now is a big question mark. So, you know, my impression is, you know, like I said to Lou as well, if you're content with where things are right now, knowing that as long as you're patient and you're honoring yourself moving forward, you know, yes, my impression is that he will come around, but it's going to be some time. These are some significant life things that he's dealing with right now, and they require his attention. Part of his commitment to these things that require attention speaks to who he is and the level of commitment that he has to doing the right thing, which I really like about him. But it also means that, you know, he's taking things to heart and really trying to make some decisions that are not the easiest decisions. So if you feel like you've kind of reached this level where you're not crossing to the next level, this is why. It's because he's got these other things that are taking his time and attention and don't give him the opportunity to be fully committed in a relationship.
Got it. So do you think this is something that will take months, years?
You know, I'm hearing the number two, and my impression is that that's for him completion. I feel like some of this already started a few months ago, but I do feel like it started within 2015 and that things will come to completion for him by the end of 2017. So it's going to be a while before he's really ready to move forward and you know, maybe settle down with somebody again. So, you know, again, if you want to keep dating him and just take things one day at a time and see how things progress and how he shows up, great. But if you're really anxious to get into a relationship where you're committed with somebody who can be open and available to that relationship, he's not the person who can do that right now. So you have to decide what your own time frame is and whether or not this fits in with your own life plan.
You're right. Okay. Well, that's great advice, okay. And I really thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and take good care.
Thank you, Trish, for your call. And our next call, another love call. This comes from Lenora. Lenora, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I identify myself as bisexual, but
okay.
I'm very wary of having any relationship at all with anyone. And
okay.
I was wondering what do I need to work on to do something better? Because I'm just scared, period.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Okay, so first of all, I want to say the very first thing is when I heard your name, I just got a big smile on my face. Okay? I love who you are. Because you're somebody who's incredibly conscientious, you're somebody who's incredibly loving and incredibly kind, and you don't want to make any decisions that might affect anybody else in an adverse way, which is an absolutely beautiful intention. I know. It's beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful intention. And the kindness that you have is just immense. So let me just acknowledge those things in yourself. The other thing that I want to say, and this is my opinion, everything that I express whenever I'm doing any of my work is my own interpretation, my own experience, my own opinion. My own opinion about people who are bisexual is that they have evolved to a place where they can love anyone because they see the soul. They're not looking at the physical form, they're looking at the soul. So it's not a bad thing, first of all, to not be able to decide. It's you are just able to love everyone, which is absolutely beautiful. Okay? But I understand having fear, and, you know, because we are so much programmed to think that we have to decide one thing or another. You know, you pull up at the drive-thru and it's like, may I take your order? Well, I don't know what I want. There are too many things to choose from. Okay? So you've been told, you've been taught, you've been programmed that you're supposed to pick one.
Yeah.
And your soul and your heart is saying, I can't differentiate. I don't see the clothing that the soul wears. I see the soul.
Right.
So allow yourself to be okay with that. That's the big issue right now, is your self-love and allowing yourself to be loved and seen for who you are. Because my impression is you've always been seen for what you've done, not for who you are.
Yes.
And who you are is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
So you have to come to the place where you know that, and you have to come to a place where you can love yourself as you are in this moment right now. Okay? So I'm going to give you some homework. I'm a big advocate for homework. I want you to do some affirmations. Okay? So tonight before you go to bed, I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to look in your eyes. And I want to say, I want you to say, I love you.
Okay.
And I want you to really look at yourself. I want you to do that for 5 minutes. That 5 minutes this first time is going to feel like 5 hours. But
yeah.
Do it for 5 minutes. Tomorrow morning when you get up, go in and look in the mirror. 5 minutes of I love you. Okay? So that's your first homework assignment. And that's morning and night every day.
Okay.
You will get to a place where you see yourself in a way that you haven't seen yourself before. Okay? So that's the first homework assignment. The next homework assignment is I want you to write affirmation. I am lovable. Lenore is lovable. She is lovable. First, second, third person. Okay. Okay, so you're going to do that with lovable, do that with worthy. I am lovable, Nora is lovable, she is lovable. Oh, sorry, worthy, lovable, lovable, worthy, and enough. I am enough. Lenore is enough. She is enough. Okay, I want you to do that 20 minutes a day, that you write these three different affirmations, 20 minutes a day. If you can do it twice a day, that would be even better. But what you're doing is you're reprogramming your brain. You're reprogramming your self-talk so that you can come back to that place that is real, that is truth, that is. You are worthy. You are lovable. You're a child of God. You deserve to be loved no matter what. You are worthy of being loved no matter what, just because you are here on the planet.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's time for you to love you, because once you fully love you, there will be people coming out of the woodwork.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
so
I really want you to get back in touch with us and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. I will.
All right. All right. Love
Thanks,
and bless
Lenora.
You
more.
Thank you.
There we go. She sounds lovely. I bet she's going to find love easily. And I love the homework
she's
giving
lovely.
Out. Yeah. So
I like giving homework.
Yeah. You're good at – well, okay, so shameless plug of the night. Rebecca has this great book that's out. It's called The List. It's available on Amazon.com. And you're saying, well, how do I find it easily? There's a link right there on the show page. It says get Rebecca's book, The List, and other Rated G Radio Superstars swag on Amazon. Click that button. Her book is in the book section, and it's even featured in the first major category, because when you set it up, you – anyway – it's there. Click it and buy it tonight, and you'll have lots of fun homework. And our next call, again, it's about love. Again, it's Melissa. You're now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you?
Good. I was curious if any potential long-term relationships coming up in my near future.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because I will say yes, I see something coming for you within the next 6 months, but I also, it's almost like you are finishing cleaning house. So it's like you're getting things in order, and I do feel like this has more to do with your life and how you have yourself structured in your life than it does with necessarily relationship stuff. But it is kind of like you're finishing up several things that are life things. And that will open you up to finally be ready to open and receive love in your life. So the impression that I have, the energy of it, is almost like you're finishing taking care of stuff for your parents, or you know, it could be like, okay, we're getting the house ready to sell it. It's that kind of energy of things that are coming to completion that don't have to do with your love life, but that are connected to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. That's all right.
No, I've been told that I am kind of ending a cycle, and it has to do with overall life aspects. And I am at a transition period to where I am like, do I want to stay at my job or do I want to move, not out of the area, but to a different location? And as far as life itself and relationships,
yeah.
I haven't dated since probably February. Just trying to clean out other stuff, but I am open to a relationship. So
it's interesting because so energetically, first of all, I want to say kudos to you that you've been out there anyway, okay, even though I know it hasn't been since February, but that's okay. You still put yourself out there. The change in life path is good. I don't necessarily see you moving from where you're living, but I do see that if you decide not to move, you're going to basically redo the home. And it could just be painting and new drapes and stuff like that. But I definitely see you lightening everything up and changing the energy of your home environment. And as far as your work, you know, the thing is that it doesn't challenge you. You're very, very good at it. You've done it for a long time. People have come to really rely on you, and you like having that feeling of kind of being an automatic pilot. But at the same time, there's no challenge for you anymore. And you're somebody who likes to have your brain fed. So, you know, my impression is that as far as a job change, I feel like that would add some excitement back into your life. Because it feels like you've been doing things that have had to be done. There's almost a mundane feeling about it. And I would love to see you more excited about things in your life again. Give yourself permission to go out and have some fun and do some things that bring you joy. Because when it's all work and no play, it really does become mundane. And so the fact that you're not being stimulated at work, it's not exciting for you anymore, that adds this aspect of being mundane. And then not taking yourself out to go do things that you love to do is keeping it that way. So go out and start doing things that you love just because you love to do them. You know, bring some more joy back into your life. It's time for you to get to embrace yourself and your own life and make it what you want to be. Because the thing is that everything is frequency and vibration. So If you love your life, if you are in love with your life, you're in that frequency and vibration of being in love, and everybody wants to be around that. So the minute you start shifting things in your own life, that's going to change. And the more that you love your life and you're excited about it, the more opportunities you're going to have romance come into your life as well. So, give yourself permission. I'm giving you permission to go out and have fun. Okay. In fact, I'm going to say it's an order. Go out and have fun. Okay. And
yes,
and within 6 months, your life is going to be completely different. I guarantee it. You're going to redecorate. You're going to maybe change jobs and have fun. And there's going to be a whole other set of opportunities for you.
Right. Yeah, this job is the big stickler right now. So I know that's the big issue. But okay, cool beans. Thank you so much.
Yep. You are so welcome. Thanks for the call. Take good care.
Thanks, Melissa. And our next question comes from the chat room. We have Oksana asking about love, and her question is about Bob.
Okay. And I'm sorry. Okay, so it's Bob, and I'm sorry, what was the other name? I just
her
totally
name
blanked
is
on it.
Oksana.
Oksana. Okay, Oksana. Let's see here. Okay, so Oksana, you know what? You have a very giving, loving heart, and I see you doing a lot for Bob, but I don't really see, like, I see him receiving what you're giving to him, but I don't necessarily see him giving a lot back to you, and I would like to see more. So what I want to say is, and I get that you really like him, and I think that he likes you too, but I would really like to see you let him work a little bit harder for your affection. And I'm not saying play games, it's just that, you know, if you look at the John Gray books, which are the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus books, he talks a lot about how men like to do the work. Let him pursue you. Let him work to earn your affection, and let him keep working for that. It keeps men interested. Okay, so I'm not talking about it as playing a game, but let him do the work. Don't be quite so much at his beck and call, if you will. That's the best way that I can put it. He's a nice man. I do want to say that I want to caution you not to settle, because my impression is that there are some good things about him that you really like, but is he, like, are you compatible? Do you have good communication? Do you have chemistry? I have a question mark about the chemistry, about whether or not there's chemistry with him, physical attraction. And I want to say to you, if he's what you want and you want to pursue this relationship, then go ahead. But I would love to see you, you know, potentially staying open-minded for somebody who also has the chemistry factor going on. So it's up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I see that there's good communication. I see there's compatibility. And I feel like there's safety and security in this relationship for you. And I know that you're looking for that. So there are a lot of good aspects about it. I think that he's a kind person. You know, all of that being said, you know, yes, if this is truly what you'd like to have, I feel like the relationship can work. But I do see, you know, at least the energy around it at this very moment is, are you going to feel fulfilled in this relationship with him? And I have a question mark about whether or not you're going to be able to stay feeling completely fulfilled in this relationship for an extended period of time. Okay? So, again, up to you. He is a nice man. And that's always a good thing, to be with somebody who's a kind, gentle person. Okay? So I wish you all the best, and thanks so much for the question.
There we go. And our next call is coming from Jane, and Jane is calling about work. Jane, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Jane, you're live.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, some people at work are trying to create problems for me. I need your insight as far as work is concerned.
Okay. Right. What's the first name of the person?
There's a male and there's a female. The male is Robert, female Renata.
Okay. So give me just a moment now.
Okay.
So first of all, I want to say take a breath because I know that this is providing an incredible amount of stress for you. So just take a breath and relax. Okay. So, you know, my impression is that they want to bring somebody else in. Does this make sense to you? That it's like, you know, you're good at what you're doing. I do get that they've caused a lot of stress for you and that it's creating anxiety. And I want to say that it's making you lose your center. So you may be making, like, silly mistakes, or it's almost like I feel like there's a clutchiness of energy around you. But it's because they're causing the stress for you. It's not because that's who you are. So first of all, I want to say to you, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. If you love your job and you want to stay, come back to that place of empowerment of knowing that God put you there for a reason and that there's nothing that any person can do to defeat whatever God's will is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So take comfort in that. I want you to breathe into that because I feel like you're holding your breath.
Yeah.
Really take some deep breaths. I get that you're really stressed about this.
Well, I want to be asked to be moved to a different location in the office or possibly, you know, working for a different account or working from home. I don't think they'll let me work from home. I don't know what the best thing for me to do.
Who is the person that you would need to ask for the move? Because my impression, you know, I definitely got a hit on you moving to a different, either a different client or a different, working with different people.
Yeah, like I would have to ask my manager.
And what's that person's first name?
Ashish.
Okay.
Or Karen. I mean, higher up.
Okay. I would talk to Karen. I get a much better feeling about Karen. There's compassion and understanding about the situation. And even if she doesn't know any details right now, I feel like Ashish is very black and white and very much thought-based without thinking about emotions. And Karen is more compassionate, so I feel like she's a better person to approach for this. I do feel like there's a good resolution for you. It may not be an immediate move, but I definitely get, I'm hearing, you know, within 4 to 5 months. And she'll try to make that happen more quickly. But my impression is try not to worry about Robert or Renata because, they, you know, really what they're doing is their stuff. They can't, you know, my impression is don't let them throw you off center. It's not worth it. They're just people.
Yeah, I want to move away from them. That's what, like, you know.
Yes. No, I get that. I get that. Yeah. And I feel like Karen will be sympathetic for that.
Will she let me move to a location?
You know, she's going to ask you what you've done to try to resolve the situation. So be prepared when you go in and talk to her. She's somebody who's very pragmatic. So she's very compassionate, but she's also very, you know, she wants all the facts and she's methodical. So she will take everything into consideration. And yes, if she feels like you've done what you can try to do to make the situation work, then she'll move you. So you have to go in with whatever information you have about what you've tried as far as making the situation work.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, but I've been trying to ignore these, you know, these two people.
You can't ignore them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and at the end of the day, no. So let me just get some clarification. Are they people that you're working with at the same company?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I feel like there's a lack of respect for you. It almost feels like they're bullying you.
Yes, exactly.
And it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, are you documenting what they're doing? Because that's the other thing.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. So if you have documentation, because here's the other thing, this is important, and Karen understands this. If people are bullying you or they're creating a hostile work environment, you can sue them. And I'm not saying I want you to go do that. All I'm trying to encourage you to do is to have all of your facts in place so that when you go and you approach Karen, you say, look, I've tried this. here's documentation about some of the things that they're doing, and I can't, this is not conducive to me being able to be productive. I want to be productive because I love my job. So I'm asking if you can switch me to someplace else because I want to do a good job for you, and this is impeding my ability to do a good job. So when you present it that way, you're not coming in as a victim. You're saying, I'm an empowered person, and I can't do my job because of these obstacles. I'd like to be moved away from the obstacles.
Yeah.
Okay? Does that make sense? And she will understand that. Okay?
Yeah.
So
okay.
you can do this, but I really, really want to encourage you to start breathing. Take some deep breaths whenever you start feeling stressed. Find your center. Whatever it is, whether it's, you know, saying a mantra or, you know, finding a scripture verse or something that gives you peace, that when you go back to that place and you think these thoughts, they bring you back to a place of peace. You have to come back to that peacefulness within you. Know that you're a child of God, that God is with you all the time. You are always being helped. You just have to remember that. That when you walk in and talk to Karen, when you're encountering Robert or Renata, God is with you in those moments as well. But you have to remember that. Bring that energy into your awareness and take deep breaths and just be who you are. Because, yeah, again, you know, I said this earlier, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a reason for all of this happening the way that it's happening. And it's very possible that Robert and Renata will get their hands slapped because they can't go around creating hostile work environments.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay? So you're going to be okay. And I, again, I really want to encourage you to spend some time, take some breaks during the day and take some deep breaths. Really breathe.
I try.
I have a 3-minute meditation on the homepage on my website.
Okay.
It's really quick. It's really easy. When you're feeling stressed out, just listen to it. Okay? It's right on the first page.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay.
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 Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much.
So, Jane, you're so welcome. I wish you all the best. I'm sending you lots of love and prayers, and you can do this. I have absolutely no doubt you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I'll take your advice. Thank you so much.
Okay. You are so welcome.
Jane.
All the best to you.
We've got Sharon on hold, and we're going to try to sneak in one more call after that. So, Sharon, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
How
can I help you?
Oh, well, Lordy, Lordy. I have a job interview next Thursday at 8:45 in the morning.
Ooh,
and
okay.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I was at a business meeting today. It wasn't an interview. It was just a quarterly meeting that I attend as a volunteer. That's the organization I would love to work at. I've made it plain to them. I've made it clear to them. I've, you know, done everything short of jumping off a plane for them. But so far, you know, I haven't been offered anything. They did mention, this organization I was hanging out with today, mentioned that they had funding. They were going to get some funding coming in. They had mentioned that beginning of this year. And, you know, keep manifesting the energy. In the meantime, I have this interview for next Thursday, and it's not related to the work that I specialize in. Do you see anything? Well, do you see me being offered the job first off on Thursday? I guess, you know, I'm really working on myself. Like, I need an income, you know. And
yeah, I know.
But I was really thinking I was going to get something in my field.
So, okay, so there's a couple of, yes, I do see that you're going to be offered a job for your interview. So that's first of all. And then, you know, I would just go back to whoever the hiring person is at the organization where you were today and just say, look, I have an interview next Thursday, and I don't want to work somewhere else. I want to work here. So tell me if there's something that you can make happen within how many weeks. And if not, then I want to be here and I love it here, but I can't stay because I have to put food on the table. So you just have to be that direct with them.
And if they come back and say, well, we can't do it in 6 weeks, but we might be able to do it in 6 months, fine, but I'm going to have to go work someplace else in the meantime. So come back and let me know. But you have to be that direct with them.
Yeah.
Because the reality is they don't understand. They don't know how much you're doing for them. They're not, it's, in other words, it's one of those things that you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah. And I, so today at the meeting, it was a long meeting, and I was boom, boom, boom with answers and information and resources, you know, and I just thought, you know, I'm driving home and I'm thinking, you know, every time I tell them, you know, I want to work here, I want to work for you, and I don't know, do you see, when I get that job on Thursday, you know, offer that position, is it going to be a grind? Like, I think one of your callers was saying how painful the cubicle life is, and that's, you know.
You know, so the thing is that, honestly, Sharon, you are, like, you're really smart, you're well-educated, you're detail-oriented. You pick up stuff really fast. So, really, what I get is you can pretty much do whatever you want. So, you know, the other thing that just came to mind was when you go in and you tell this organization from this morning that you want to work for them, say, look, what's better for you? Do you want me to set up a contract? You can hire me as a contract person, or do you want to bring me on as an employee? Because these are the things that I'm bringing as far as added value, and I want to be here. So, you know, you can be that candid with them. Because here's the reality. The reality is right now, you're not employed with them, and you need a job. If you don't go back to them, you kind of have to hit them over the head. They're not getting it. They don't understand how much you're doing for them. You need to be able to go back and say, look, over the last 6 months, these are all the things that I've done for you. These are the things that I've brought to the table for you that you haven't had to pay for. But I can't do it anymore for free. I would like to keep doing it, but I'm going to have to get paid. So can you create a position, or do you want to create a contract and I'll do a contract position with you for so many months, or do I just have to say, I'm so sorry, I love it here and want to be here, but I have to go because I have to get a job? So be that blatant with them and say, look, you know, you've got until Wednesday because I've got an interview on Thursday morning. But if you don't ask, if you're not specific and not direct with them, it's a no. Right now you have a no because they don't know what you're doing for them. When you show them what you're doing for them, you're giving them an opportunity to say yes, and you're also being really clear about what it is you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I know you're saying you've been direct, but I don't think you've been as direct as what I'm telling you to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And the other thing is, what I want you to do regardless is I want you to go and I want you to write a list about what your perfect day looks like, okay? So get, you know, set the timer for like 20 minutes, sit down and get really clear about what does my perfect day look like? Where am I? What am I doing? How much money am I making? What kind of people am I working with? And as soon as you feel like you have a clear picture about what that is, start the timer and then start stream of consciousness writing anything and everything that comes up. Okay, anything. And if you think, oh, I forgot to go to the post office, write it and keep going. Keep letting your stream of consciousness work. Okay, when the timer goes off, go back and look at what you've written, and anything that's written as a negative, turn it into a positive. I don't want to work with negative people. You change that to everyone that I encounter and work with is a team player working for the highest good in a supportive environment. Okay, so everything becomes positive. And once you change everything into a positive statement, you read over the list, and it should feel like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself, what do I need to add to this list to make it feel that way? And then when you've done that, put it away, leave it put away for 2 to 3 weeks, and then get it back out again and read it. And again, it should feel like empowering and exciting, okay? And then start looking for work that fits the image of what you really want to be doing, okay? And it doesn't matter. I mean, you can do this tonight. Okay, and the reality is that the universe is going to respond to this. This is like placing an order in concrete for the universe. The universe will respond to start working on bringing this to you. If this organization that you've already been working at, pro bono, is a good fit, then the universe is going to help create that. If it's not the right place, the right thing is going to show up. So you're placing the order so it can show up for you.
I completely thank you for telling me this, because I've been asking, you know, hey, if this door is closed, I need to wake up and smell the coffee and move on out.
Yeah. Well, then again, you are you're an asset to anybody who's willing to give you an opportunity. It's just that you have to decide what it is you want. And this is for everybody who's out there looking for a job right now. When you go out to an interview, you are as much interviewing them as they are interviewing you, and people forget that. They want to be hired. And instead of going, they go into this place of, please hire me, please hire me. I want you to want me to be here. They forget that they're going to invest the majority of their waking hours at this place. Does that place, does the energy of that business, whatever it is, do the people there deserve the investment of the majority of your waking hours? So keep that in mind. Come to that place of empowerment, because that also makes you a more appealing candidate. Okay?
Yeah.
The good stuff is coming for you. But go back and be very direct with these people. Write your list. Go back and be very direct with them. They're going to come back to you. That's my impression. Whether or not you take this other job on Thursday, I feel like these people are going to come back to you. If they know it's good for them, they will.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
That's really, yeah, thank you. And I was getting high praises all over, you know, I was being sung high praises, and I just was driving away, and I thought, man, this just ain't happening right now. I don't know what I'll say. Well, you've given me some more, a higher level to work with on it, with them.
Yep.
And with that, Sharon, we need to go. So we're going to send you lots of luck, and make sure to keep us posted on how you're doing. Rebecca, I would do some pleasantries with you, but we are a minute and a half out over the show time. For everybody else who didn't get your call answered, I'm sorry, we ran out of time. Go check the Rebecca's Facebook fan page. Click it and like it if you'd like to buy Rebecca's book on Amazon. Click the Rated G Radio Superstar swag button for Amazon. You can go do that tonight. And then if you'd like to give Rebecca like a little shout because you want to schedule a private reading, please do so by clicking the Here button on the group events little blurb that's here on Blog Talk. And we will see you live tomorrow night with MMA, mixed martial arts fighter, Rick Rieger, is returning to talk about his fight on October 10th. Everybody have a great night. Don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Thanks, everybody.